Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join VisionServe Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. Welcome. We got a treat for you today. And by the way, those folks are turning on the dial in that car, well, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to know what this show is all about, well, let's just say this way. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. The show offers many things. Well, first thing tonight is going to talk about the blind community. But before we begin, let me introduce you to some of our players tonight. To my left, my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the very first show of 2021 on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And about 50 miles away in his home, because everybody's in our home, except for the next gentleman. First, I'm going to introduce you to his co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary, co-host, are you there?
Hello, everybody. Happy New Year, and thank you for tuning us in tonight.
Hi, Gary. You sound like you're in our living room.
Yeah, you sound like you're in our living room. And at the station, our producer, engineer, the one, the only, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Well, Happy New Year to you, and definitely to you. It's a great pleasure, and it's time for a party for the month of January. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
Before we begin, I want to talk about the phone number to call in for those folks who would like to call in and talk. Phone number here is 407-894-1680. But before we begin, I got to talk to Chris Shaw. Chris? You got that thing that Sherry Brunt sent over? I'd like to read it for folks.
And
that's a great thing.
And fireworks for Gary.
Yeah.
Most definitely will. All right, here we go. This is how this thing turned out. It is automatic there, all right? So just imagine yourself getting ready to board your flight. Hi, welcome to flight number 2021. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your attitude and blessings are secured and locked in an upright position. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time. All negativity, hurt, and discouragement should be put away. Should we lose attitude under pressure during this flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayer will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can assist other passengers. There will be no baggages allowed on this flight. Once your faith is activated, you can go forth and assist passengers. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. Leave 2020 behind. The Captain God has cleared us for takeoff. Destination, greatness. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you.
Very good.
I want to thank Sherry Brunn for giving that to us. Very cute.
Folks. Fireworks.
There we go. Happy New Year.
Tonight's show, I'd like to address something that we haven't spoken to in a long time. Mm-hmm. This show, originally, when I first thought about it, was about the visually impaired and the blind community. And we are so, right now, grateful and honored that we have so many people listening to the radio show that are sighted. Welcome aboard. I would like to address people like myself and like Gary who, for whatever reason, lost their vision. Some people, when they lose their vision, well, let's just say this way, go numb, go mean, go many ways. When I lost my vision, latter part of 2008, beginning of 2009, I guess I say to everyone listening to the show that I have to thank my wife, Lynn, for being there for me, because without her, truthfully, I don't know where I would be, because I guess she was my rock, because when I first went numb, when I first learned about my blindness, which was suddenly, I guess you would say this way, because I had a great wife, a great friend and a great everything to me. She's been my nurse. She's been my caregiver. You name it, she's been. And I admit to my listeners that I've been very fortunate to have such a great wife by my side. Because, Gary, you there?
Yeah. Okay. I sure am.
Well, the first thing I want to address, when you went blind, didn't you have a problem with your wife, as many people that we know listen to our radio show, when they went blind, their spouses, for whatever reason, didn't want to deal with it and split.
That's absolutely right. It can happen. My wife thought later on that she got tired of driving and doing all the things that I used to do, and wanted somebody to. She said that somebody could take her canoeing, and somebody could. She wouldn't have to drive. I'd drive the car. I'd do all the things that a man can do, which when you're visually impaired, especially in the very beginning, you've got a lot of learning to do. That's hard. So the adjustment was very difficult for her, and we split our separate ways. And I'm not the only one out there that's happened to you. So, Michael, you and I are the opposite, where you had strength behind you, I had weakness behind me.
I would like to address this. Those folks who listen to this radio show, if you would like to call in and discuss, it might be too painful for you to call in. I understand. Gary and I will discuss what happened to us. If you have something that you would like to talk about, the phone number here is 407-894-1680. I guess I would say it's very important that we try to help those people that are sighted listening to this radio show, because God forbid they ever go blind suddenly, like myself. A lot of folks out there may know they were going blind. It took a while. Maybe went years. With myself, it was snap your finger and I'm blind. Bingo, done. So if you have a story that you would like to tell, feel free to call in during the course of this show, 407-894-1680. We'll leave it open the whole show and talk about it when we go from one topic to another. But Gary.
Yeah. Michael and Gary, I just want to remind people that when we have a guest caller on, please, you can call after, or you can call and just hold on. If it's, when we have the guest callers on, though, they can't.
Well, we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right now, the lines are all open. If you want to call in, Gary.
Yes.
Let's address when you went blind.
Yeah.
How you felt personally. How did you feel when you went blind?
Well, it was very difficult. Actually, I was in Puerto Rico, stationed in Puerto Rico, and I had tonsillitis, and they said they had to send me to Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland because they have ENT doctors in Puerto Rico. So they said, you need to get your eyes checked while you're up there, because I complained that I was having trouble seeing at night. And eye doctors didn't know what about RP was in Puerto Rico. But when I got up there, I had my tonsils taken out, and then I went for an eye exam. And within 15 minutes, the doctor told me I had retinitis pigmentosa. I was going blind, and I was going to be leaving the Navy. And I said, whoa. I started crying really bad. I said, no. I said, yeah, you can't put me out of the Navy, man. That was my life. I was going to stay in and be a career man. I already had almost 8 years in. It took me by surprise and really shook me really bad. So it took a little while to get adjusted to it. So it's tough. I don't know how you went, Michael, when you told you weren't going to see again.
No, and me, it was suddenly bingo, bango, blind. And I went numb. We're going to discuss more about it later in the show. Don't forget to call in if you have something you would like to talk about. 407-894-1680. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's be honest, Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter. ATIA 2021 AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitors' experience and all the prizes ATIA's exhibitors are giving away. This year, there is also a range of registration options, including a free option. Plus, for the month of November, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21Vision. Learn more by visiting ATIA.org/blind and beyond.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Protect your head
from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, I just was getting my phone to see if Chris was texting me about a caller. So anyway.
Yeah, you're good. I got you. We got you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she is with our next guest caller. All righty. So first we'll introduce our guest caller, guest Zoomer, I should say. Neil Ahnsdorf, and Neil is the co-founder of Upgrade Perform, and last month we spoke to Helene Rutledge about Upgrade, and this month we're going to talk to Neil, and Neil, I believe, has a young lady that has been using Upgrade Perform, and she's going to do a testimonial. Chris, her name is Danielle.
Yes, so, ma'am. Danielle is on the line with us.
Okay,
Neil.
Great.
Hey, Neil, everybody, happy to hear. Yeah, happy
to
be
here. Yeah.
My first question, Neil.
Hi, Danielle. Welcome.
Welcome, Danielle. My first question to you, Neil. Is this vitamins? What is it exactly? I'm under the impression it was vitamins. My wife said it was not vitamins. It's a nutrition. What's the difference?
You know, it's a great question, Michael, and it's one that we've been grappling with since we started the company. Basically, we're not a vitamin. We're not a daily vitamin. And we don't love the fact that we're painted with the supplement brush, because so many in the supplement space cut corners, don't necessarily have the most high quality products. They don't go through the clinical testing that we go through. So we really kind of define ourselves as a category creating daily product that is meant to address, you know, some of the most prevalent conditions in sort of overall preventative health. Because
so basically,
the FDA, and we follow that letter to the law closer than almost anybody, we are categorized as a supplement. But ultimately, we think we're creating our own category, which is pulling from the best of pharma and the best of the supplement space.
So basically, this product, someone be interested if they have some pains on their body, if they have some creaks, inflammation. What about creaks? I call them creaks. Think creaks. When you're old, you get older. Certain parts start making noise, joints.
Yeah, what we found is that inflammation, which is the first product that we wanted to address, is really manifested in folks kind of, you know, in their own ways. Everybody kind of defines their issues with inflammation individually. Some people see it as sort of, you know, joint aches or muscle issues. Some people see it in range of motion. Some people have issues in their gut. Lower back issues are prevalent. And really what it is your body, you know, when it has unhealthy inflammation, is sort of sending inflammation to parts of the body. And if they're not unhealthy, then you can get some sort of feedback or some issues around that. So it's joint issues, it's range of motion, it's back issues, it's gut, it even can be stress. So yeah, creaks make sense, you know, depending on kind of, you know, where you are in your overall health journey, it can manifest itself even in positive ways, meaning, you know, your personal records on the performance side, which is what's your recovery? you know, what are you doing from a workout standpoint? So as long as you're returning your body to a healthy state of inflammation, which is really the genesis of the product, you're going to live probably a more healthier lifestyle, and that's going to manifest itself in a ton of ways. Where really sort of unhealthy inflammation was the root cause.
Let's bring Danielle into it. Danielle, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Hi, Danielle. Everyone.
When did you start using this product?
So I started using the product about a year ago. I had had a baby, and after I stopped breastfeeding, I think that you used the term creaks. So I had all these new creaks because I just wasn't taking care of myself. And honestly, when I was nursing, I just wasn't in a good position. So my body just really it just took a toll on my body. And so I had heard about Perform Daily Inflammation on an app I use called Think Dirty, which is basically like I'm a little bit of a hippie. And I basically type in lots of different products to see which ones are the cleanest and plant-based and without toxins. So I came across the product there, and I started using it right away. And I loved it. So I think I'm kind of like an early customer. I'm not sure how long these guys have been around, but can't say enough good things. I've been using it, and I probably saw improvement after about 2 weeks, I would say. And then I got my dad on it too. He suffers from more creaks than I do. He's got PMR. So he uses it as well. And he saw an improvement when he started taking it too.
What is PMR, Danielle?
I don't know the exact name of it or what the acronym stands for, but I think it's kind of like an arthritis type of thing. But he has like a lot of joint pain. Yeah.
Osteoarthritis and all that. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, it sounds.
So basically, you're saying you took it because when you stop breastfeeding, things happen.
Well, your body changes.
Your body changes in your body. Is that right?
Yeah, and just carrying the baby. Yep, and I had inflammation. You know, I just wasn't eating healthy, and I wasn't taking care of myself at all. So, you know, the product was one of the first steps I took to taking care of myself, and then of course I had to start sort of like eating healthy and too also and exercising, but. At that point, I was really just taking the product, and I was starting to feel better.
So is it a tablet or is it a powder? So people would like to know, I'm sure. How do you take it?
It's like a pill.
Okay. How often do you take it?
I take it every day in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I would like to start talking about the name because we haven't addressed the name of the product.
Upgrade Perform.
You got that, folks? Upgrade is the name. Upgrade. Is that what you're used to, Danielle? Upgrade?
Well, yeah, I think it's called Upgrade, but then I think there's more than one product that Upgrade makes. So I think it's my bottle says Perform Daily Inflammation.
Yeah, I'll jump in here. So the company is Upgrade. We stole from Band-Aid. You know, it's spelled AID, so UPGRAID, so Upgrade. And then the product that Danielle's taking is called Perform Daily Inflammation. And then we just launched our second product, which is called Control Glucose. And we've got a bunch of other products in the pipeline as well. But what we're trying to do is to really help with preventative health. So inflammation, you know, joint issues, major cause of preventative health issues in this country. And our next product then leans into sugar, which is called Control Glucose. And that's really, you know, that's when I say we're trying to be a category creating company. We're not about the quick fix. We're not a silver bullet, but we can really lean into preventative issues before they become chronic issues. We think we can make for a healthier society. That's really the mission of Upgrade.
That's me. Now you're talking my ball game when it comes to
my glucose.
There's a lot of folks listening to this radio show right now that are on, that are diabetics or insulin. When you start talking about folks,
Is there an age that would you recommend for people to start taking it at a certain age?
So it's a great question. So Helene, our co-founder and also our chief formulator, you know, she really believes that, you know, getting into preventative health should start as soon as it can. So it's healthy enough for all ages. You know, that's, you know, preteens all the way down to the older generation. But ultimately, it's sort of when you think it's right for you, when you can actually really lean into a routine change or a routine adoption of taking two every day. And that's really what we've said, at least on the inflammation side. Control glucose, we just say take it before your biggest sort of sugar-based meal of the day. But because it's all plant-based and fully organic, there really are no, you know, synthetic side effects.
So you read my mind. Yeah. You read my mind on that.
That was that, you know, that's the real genesis of the company was, you know, why are we as a society taking, you know, things every day that were meant for more acute issues, and then have synthetic chemicals that aren't meant for everyday use. So that was really the challenge to Helene on the R&D and formula side was make something that works, that's clinically studied, but is safe for everyday use. And that's why we're excited that we now have two products. One is inflammation-based, and one is controlled glucose.
You mentioned a little bit on the side about stress. Can you just elaborate a little bit about that? I heard the Absolutely. Word stress.
And I, you know, Danielle being a new mom, I'm sure that she can attest to some of the stress.
Oh, yeah.
So our
How does it help with that?
So one of the major active ingredients in Perform Daily Inflammation is ashwagandha. So that is a that has been shown to reduce cortisol levels.
Cortisol
directly related to stress levels. So we've actually found that people are sleeping better with the product because of the ashwagandha and kind of what that does for overall stress, mood, even some issues around stress management, anger management. So it is an adaptogen that really can sort of find, you know, it calms the overall engine in the body, we like to say.
Neil, we have somebody on the line that has a question for you. Dan, awesome. Dan, are you there?
I am here, Lynn.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show, and meet Neil and Danielle from Upgrade.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, Happy New Year to you all. Yes,
Happy New Year, Dan.
For you.
Happy New Year,
Dan. For someone that's taking glucosamine, would your flagship product be something that you might take instead of, you know, let's say you're getting a little older and maybe your knees are getting a little stiff, but you're otherwise in good health? Would this be something you would take instead of glucosamine?
So we got to be a little bit careful on making any sort of medical recommendations because we're not trying to compete with a prescription. We're not trying to compete with anything that's sort of over the counter. What we always like to say is it's better to have a conversation with your direct primary provider. That way we're not sort of making recommendations on macro health with a micro issue. What I would say is that, you know, what we found is that folks that are taking things that feel more traditional or synthetic on our products have either been able to sort of reduce the amount of times that they need to take those products or eliminate them altogether. But it's very much based on everyone's individual medical journey. So I wouldn't want to say that holistically. But overall, the plan was to have our product be something that was better suited for everyday use rather than something that felt more synthetic driven.
Okay, thank you very much. So just for clarity, though, the kinds of symptoms a person might have getting older, say a little stiffer in the knees or something like that, this product, it's one of the things that this product is known to be helpful for.
Absolutely, yeah. It's got tremendous amount of clinical data based on range of motion, aches, stiffness, soreness, you know, really, really sort of addressing things that feel down to the joint level. And we've seen a tremendous amount of success with our own customer base on actually finding things that, you know, folks are, like I said, on one end sending personal records on the workout side, and then others just sort of, you know, not having to go to their sort of quick acting things on the others. What's been most interesting actually is that we've heard from some folks that have said, you know, I was traveling, or because of COVID, I've moved to my second house, or I've moved in with family, and I missed taking a couple doses, and I didn't realize how well I was feeling until I stopped taking the product compared to when I had it. So that's actually a really interesting way that we've been able to identify some really positive consumer feedback.
Neil, before we say goodnight, and Dan, while you're on the phone, you tell them the promo code. And how they can find out, how Dan can find out more information so he can.
Absolutely. So for anybody who's on Amazon, you can search for us at Upgrade for Inflammation or Upgrade Perform Daily Inflammation, Upgrade UPGRAID, or you can go to upgrade.com. And the code that we have running right now is Radio20 for 20% off your entire order. And that's both for individual bottles, or if you love what you heard and wanted to get on a subscription, that offer runs for the Lion Fist subscription as well. So
wonderful.
Got me, code RADIO20 for 20% off.
There you go, Dan. So good luck, and I hope you look into it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, he is there. All righty. Well, we're going to say goodnight now.
Thanks for calling in, and Neil. And
Danielle.
And Danielle, thanks for calling. Good luck. How old is the baby now?
Thank you.
How old is the
baby? She's 14 months now.
Oh.
She's old. Yeah.
Doing good.
Lots of luck and good health.
Well, Happy New Year, y'all. Dan, Dave, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Be careful in the snow.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, be careful in the snow, Neil.
Yeah. Well, my back is sore tomorrow.
Well, you'll have to take up paper form.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Right,
cheers. Take care, Neil.
All right, Neil.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scary's proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. But you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Gary Sinclair is here with us, and we're talking about the first segment of us when we both went blind, how we felt. And I was saying when I went blind, thank God I had my wife because she was my rock. And I guess you would say this way, I felt numb, but that's about it. On the other hand, Gary went through a situation where he wasn't as lucky as me because his wife didn't put up with him like what my wife put up with me. Sometimes a spouse may leave because they didn't want to hear nonsense of the person being visually impaired and blind. Gary, you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
So I assume you found other people to rely on to help you with things, because you need people to help you do things, right?
Oh yeah, you definitely got it. How I say, let the cards fall where they may, and you know, just move on and ask, because that's how you're going to learn to do things in life. I mean, with help to go somewhere or find something. That people are more than willing to bend over most of the time.
But
to,
Gary,
you know, to help Gary, you get something. What?
Gary, but from what I understand, when we first met you, you told us a story that you were really, really depressed for a few years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And there was one gentleman that kind of lifted you up by the bootstraps and got you on the right track.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell that story?
Well, with Dwight?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going through a real long, hard time with jobs and things like that, and somebody told me that, you know, go to the VA, you know, and at the time when I was going blind back in the early 80s, 79 is when they put me out, that the VA did not accept 1.2692, I don't know, that's fake numbers, but... In their code, they said retinitis pigmentosa is not eligible for any money or any help. And so I put it off for years. I didn't think, you know, to go to the VA and ask again. But a friend of mine, Dwight Sayer, we met at going to the Lighthouse. That's where we met at. And he told me about the VA. He says, you need to go to the VA. And I said, well, I can't. I give him the numbers, you know, whatever, fictitious number. I says, they won't accept retinitis pigmentosa. He said, well, kept on me all the time. And I didn't listen to him. Finally, after about a year listening to him, I gave up. And I went to the VA just to shut him up. So he told me to meet this guy. His name was Bill. He was a VIST coordinator. And I went in, and within 3 weeks, I was accepted for a disability with the VA. And what a change in my whole life, because it got me out of a whole lot of money problems, and to be able to move on with my life in a good, secure manner. And it just completely devastated me, but I didn't listen. Now then I learned how to listen. So, you know, now on I listen to people.
Mm. But you did go down in the end. You went down. That's what happened with Michael. He got tired of waiting with the state, and he went down, and that's when he saw results. So you
a lot of people that you're listening to this radio show, you have to be focused and you have to be very persistent, because if you just think you're going to call up and they're going to run for you and do for you, forget that. That ain't never going to happen. Even myself, as persistent I am, well, let's put it this way. I had to really open my mouth big time to get the state of Florida to listen to me, because they weren't listening to me. And I couldn't even get an appointment. And finally, after weeks and weeks and weeks of yelling, screaming, I finally got an appointment. After I threatened somebody that I if I don't hear from someone, I'm calling my congressman. So the point that I'm saying is, those folks listen to this radio show. If you are focused, if you have a problem, this radio show is here for you. You can write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you have any questions, please, guys, you never have any questions. But if you do, I'm here for you. We can find out who to talk to if we put our heads together. It's like this way. When you are blind, I assume you have a cane. Well, Gary and I use a cane all the time. That's my navigator. And the point that I'm saying is, sometimes you need that cane for people to understand who you are, because without the cane, you bump into people. They might think God knows what.
If you're drunk or something.
Yeah, drunk. I can tell you, before I had a cane, people used to yell at me, curse me. You know, they thought
before
women.
Before you had a cane, you almost busted your nose.
Yeah, I used to go in the glass doors.
Yeah.
And see, the difference between Gary and myself, Gary has no sight whatsoever. I have shadows. So I'm lucky enough, I can see shadows. Gary can't see nothing where I can see shadows. Right, Gary?
That's right. And talking about fighting, Michael, I did fight once, really good, when I was at the Bethesda Naval Hospital, because they told me, when the doctor told me, he says, you're going to be going home in about, or you're going to go home back to Puerto Rico, and you'll be out of the Navy in about 3 months. And so I says, I guess I'll go to retire early. And he looked at me. He says, no. He says, you ain't going to get anything for retirement. And I says, well, wait a minute. So I went and I rebutted when I was at the hospital. I rebutted. They said that I was going to get anything. I rebutted by saying, I came into the Navy when I was 20 years old. I came in by myself. I says, I got married. I've got 2 children. I've almost got 8 years in, just minus. I'm ready to re-enlist again. And you're going to tell me you're going to put me out of the Navy with nothing? And I fought and came back in a couple months and said that I won. And so I got a small retirement. They retired me. They didn't know what to do with me, so they retired me early.
Wow.
So I had to speak up.
Yeah, well, that goes back to the persistence.
Gary,
right now we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time, Gary, trivia time. This is Gary's trivia. Gary, you're up. It's your trivia time.
Okay. This is we've been talking a little bit heavy stuff here, but let's lighten up the mode right now. I want you to listen to a song that should lift your spirits. Go ahead, Chris. Who's singing this song?
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that
people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time in the day. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum.
She was afraid.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680.
Who's singing the song? And so she sat on the show.
2, 3, 4. Tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore.
That was a number one song, believe it or not. You may laugh now, but that was a number one song back then, a long time ago.
Baby boomers should know that.
The baby boomers, yeah.
Yep, baby boomers.
I wouldn't know the artist, though. I know the song, but I would never know until...
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Oh, well, we're trying to get to have some moves listed up here a little bit, Michael. I'm going to ask the audience out there. I had a cable man come to work on my cable today in my house, televisions. And I got to tell you a story. He looked out my back sliding glass doors up past my pool and up past my fence. He said, "You got a lot of peacocks in your neighborhood, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I sure do." I said, "They walk all over the place and make a lot of noise at times, but yeah." And I said, "They hang up in the trees out there." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm looking out there one right now in a tree and you're out back of you." And he says, "And a cat is sitting next to it." And I said, "You're kidding me. I never heard of a peacock sitting with a cat, or a cat not even trying to eat the peacock, but I guess they're friends." Anybody ever heard of a peacock sitting with a cat? Let me know.
Funny. It's so funny.
Only happened in your house. Only happened in your house.
Only happened. I guess we got a friendly neighborhood.
It's a nice story.
Wish I had a picture of that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I wish it too.
407-894-1680.
Which tree is that, Gary?
You got a story you'd like to tell us?
So it's straight across my back fence to my neighbor's back on that other street.
Oh.
By the way, folks, if you missed any part of this show or any show in the last 5.5 years, you can look it up. BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. That's BlindAndBeyondRadioShow.org. If you haven't looked at our website, check us out. 407-894-1680. That's where to call right now if you know the trivia. You know the trivia?
I actually thought it was earlier when I was really, really little. I was surprised when I saw the date.
What year was it?
60. I thought it was
1960.
Yeah.
60,
Gary, though, didn't you think it was in maybe the late 50s?
In a minute, we're going to tell who's singing
it. It's hard. People might know the song, but they don't know the artist.
No, they're all looking it up.
Oh, what?
They're cheating.
That's the way it is now. Everybody can look things up. What are you going to do?
407-894-1680. In a minute, we're going to tell who's singing. Because
so the first person is the best.
I'm surprised Eugene hasn't called in on this one. Where are you, Eugene? I know Eugene knows this.
Or John in Indiana.
He just won.
I think Eugene.
Oh, Eugene?
Yeah, Eugene also won, too. He won last week, actually.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, no, Eugene won the week before.
He's won the last 30 days.
Yeah, the 20th. Yep.
Chris, any callers?
Not.
Nope, not yet. I guess it was.
Okay, well, I'm going to give the answer then. I'll give the answer. Weenie,
what about the dynamic duel?
Wait, what, Chris?
I guess it's a itsy bitsy, eeny weeny, polka dotted bikini.
Okay, so those folks who don't know it, right now are going to know it.
Well, let Gary, it's his song.
Gary, you can give the answer. You know the answer, Gary?
I forgot it.
Oh, you forgot?
That is funny, Gary. That is funny. It's a teeny weeny yellow polka dotted bikini.
It's a teeny weeny yellow
polka dot bikini.
Chris, you have the artist because when I sent you the song.
His first name, here we go for the answer. Of course I knew the answer.
Michael don't
know. First name was Brian.
What's the, okay.
Brian
Hyland.
Never heard of him.
Brian Hyland.
Is that his only song?
Hyland.
It was the only big song, as far as I know. He might have had another hit, but that was number one song.
3, 4, stick around.
Number one song.
Four.
she's afraid to come out of the water. And I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water. And the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore.
I can't get that part. I can't get the bikini part.
All right, I'm gonna answer questions. This is on a music question. Here's a, all right, you got to answer this one in 4 minutes. This is an easy one. Here's the question. During that
era,
of the pink, what's it called?
Yellow polka dot
bikini by Brian Hyland. There was a lot of hits that were funny, and there was a lot of beach movies.
Yep.
Can you name me two people that were famous in beach movies? I'm thinking about two. It was a male and a female, especially. The female played in most of the beach movies, and she was famous for that. And there was also some guys she was always with. Can you name any one of the guys? Can you name the woman during these beach movies?
She passed away.
And I'll give you a hint, a strong hint. The woman that was on these beach movies was known for a television show that she was on when she was a kid. Who am I talking about?
She died.
I don't know. Did she die?
Yes, she did.
She was a salesperson for orange juice, too.
She had
she did have that. Yeah, she, yeah. She was, yeah.
She also did the orange juice commercial.
You did?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't remember that.
Mike, Gary, I
got... Phone number is 407-894-1680. What?
Hey, I got another one for you that came in from our good friend, Howie.
Sealed with a kiss. Oh, my favorite. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere.
Oh, my favorite song.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Howie. We forgot about
thanks,
that one.
Howie, that was one of my favorite songs. I didn't know it was Brian Hyland.
Yep, that's exactly what he said.
Sealed with a kiss.
Oh, my gosh. That was a wonderful song.
But that wasn't as big as the other one,
oh,
but it
was
big.
Was a big song.
Big song, yeah.
So, Seal with a Kiss.
Seal with a Kiss. Yellow pink at the bikini.
Thank
okay,
you.
So am I talking about these beach movies? Can you think of anybody who was in it? Folks that are, if you are visiting Penn Blind all your life, you probably would not know who I'm talking about.
Are you talking about Marianne from Gilligan's Island?
No, I'm not talking about Marianne. No. No. She was not in the beach movies.
She was in the beach. They were stuck on the island, so you had nothing but a beach.
That's right. That was a beach movie.
I'm talking the beach movies with these famous guys that used to always be on television singing. They were always singers.
Oh, you talking about Jaws, the movie Jaws?
Not yours.
Jaws.
Yeah, Beach Blanket.
No.
And I'm not talking about Connie Francis. She was in a one or two. But I'm talking about the girl that was famous from this.
1:08, pretty still another
top of
the hour, so they don't know it. What are you
going to
do?
Should I tell it? Give the answer?
I know.
407-894-1680. You don't know?
30 seconds.
All right, we got 30 seconds. I'll give the answer. The girl is Annette Funicello. Funicello, I said that. Annette. And she was big from a place called Mickey Mouse.
She was one of the Musketeers.
And then she made all these big movies. That left all the guys, so I'll leave that open. Who can think of any of the guys? It's still open. Going to call in. We're going to break. It's on the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.